I'm Michelle Putz. A lot of people know me around town through probably the most interesting thing that I do, and that's driving an electric car that looks like a snow leopard. I helped put together the class that did that conversion from gas to electric through the global warming group. And so a lot of people know me that way. I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois. I was born outside of Chicago, lived in Ohio, went to Ohio State through college years, met my husband, Perry Edwards, who works at the Forest Service there. Came to Sitka, actually the first time in 1989, volunteering with the Forest Service. We were able to take a little trip that included a ferry trip into Sitka, but worked on Prince of Wales for a summer. And then in 2005, my husband and I found two jobs up here that we could both apply for with the Forest Service. And we asked people what they thought of the two locations that we had choices for, South Lake Tahoe or Sitka. And South Lake Tahoe didn't get described well. Sitka, everybody said they loved it here. And so we came here in 2005, and I've loved it ever since. And that's probably one of the main reasons I want to run here in Sitka. I think it's a great community, and I'd like to serve this community. I think they are headed down some good paths, and I think I could try to help them to really continue that.
You guys moved here in 2005?
Yes.
Seems like a lot longer.
You know, it's been interesting. The community has really taken us in, and I appreciate that. And so with being taken in, it's allowed us to be active, to be really active. Perry and I both volunteer here at Raven Radio during the fund drives. I volunteered at the Raptor Center doing Raptor rehab for a while. Was a mentor for a year with Big Brothers Big Sisters. And then as far as the Sitka Global Warming Group, I have been sort of leading that group for about the last two and a half years. It was around before we came and before I started, but we wanted to make it an active group, actually taking action instead of just, you know, feeling bad about something. And so that's one of the things we've done. My little slogan is Michelle Putz, because that's how you say it, sounds like a verb. Michelle puts ideas into action. And if somebody were to ask me about that, I'd point to my electric car. I'd point to the Green Business Awards that we did here in Sitka for 2010 and expect to do for 2011. I'd point to the Climate Action Plan that I worked on as a volunteer, the leader of the Climate Action Plan Task Force. So I try to get stuff done, and I think that's true whether it's my personal life or at work. A lot of times at work, when they want something done, they ask me to help, and I like doing that.
What did you study in college?
I have a degree in biology, mostly wildlife biology, and for about 15 years off and on, I worked seasonally with the Forest Service doing everything from wildlife work to fisheries to a fire dispatcher to my current position, which is a writer-editor. And my job, and I think this is one of the reasons why it helps to give good reason to vote for me, is that part of my job is to help figure out what are the effects of any given proposal and then help the decision makers to make good decisions, to use that information to make good decisions that kind of weigh the positive, the negatives, who it's going to affect, who it's good for. So that is what I do all the time. And I think that's something that the assembly, needs to do, is really weigh the decisions they're going to make.
Yeah. I don't mean this negatively at all, Michelle, but you have, in your short time in Sitka, you have become sort of closely identified in the minds of the public with being an activist for global warming and for the electric car, and actually, doing these things, converting your car and giving out these awards. And now you're going to do solar power at your house, and you're inviting people in to look at that. And you're among the first people to get an energy audit. And the assembly, it's everything. Like at Tuesday's assembly meeting, it was everything from awarding a contract for laser surveying of, Tackett's Lake, to discussing the bear ordinance, to appointing a hospital board member. And how do you see yourself moving from kind of somebody who's sort of an issue type activist to somebody who's got kind of a broad spectrum of things to be suddenly concerned about?
Well, I think my experience is pretty broad. With the Forest Service, we're talking about natural resource extraction like timber sales, but we're also talking about the social aspect of recreation and how people feel about things. So I feel like I've got some of that there already. And I also think that one of the things that I'm really trying to do is actually run a sustainable campaign, not have a bunch of trash. I think everything does sort of relate to that sustainability here in town. I think that we need to be looking at jobs that are sustainable. What does Sitka really need? What do Sitkins need? And what kind of businesses could we bring here that would not require us to ship a bunch of stuff in and then ship a bunch of stuff out? I think education is a great sort of job to bring here, because you bring people here, you teach them something that they can share with others. They're here for a while. It helps your economy. The internet's going to be important for finding jobs here. So I think, you know, I've listened, I attend quite a few meetings. I listen in on a lot of meetings, so I know kind of the issues that are going on in town. And I think that, you know, I'm ready to sort of take those on with sort of a new look, an overall look of what can we do to make the whole town better with whatever choices we make. And then the other thing I've kind of learned, too, is, you know, with the assembly, you are there as one of seven to represent a whole bunch of people. And I hope that, you know, most of the time I can represent people as best I can. You can't make everybody happy. But I do also hope to be a proponent of, when it makes sense, let's have people vote on it. You know, there's no sense in having an assembly be beat down by both sides all the time. If it's an issue that, you know, the public should vote on and should learn about and vote, I think we should let them. So I think it's kind of a matter of me helping where I can and helping, you know, helping others to have a voice too.
What do you feel about cruise ship tourism and a multi-purpose dock?
I think of cruise ship tourism and really all tourism as the icing on the cake. I think that the town of Sitka and its people and maybe some of the folks around here in the region need to be the cake, and that tourism is sort of the icing on the cake. You can have a lot of it. You can have a little of it. You could live without it, but you don't want to. You want to have, you know, that nice, you know, buttercream frosting. So I feel like we need, you know, we should definitely encourage it, but we also need to realize that it might not be the best thing to base a lot of our economy on, because we can't control it as well as we'd like. If you can control it, you know, then it's easier to make it a base. But if it's not controllable by you, you just have to react to it. So icing, not cake. And as far as a dock, I understand why some people don't want a dock, and I understand why some people do. Boy, would I like to get those people together to design something that might work for everybody. I mean, certainly we all know we don't want this place to turn into Ketchikan or Juneau. We all know that, and everybody who comes off of the cruise ships tells us that. So how, if we really do need it for things, how do we create one that doesn't turn us into one of those towns or move our downtown to another place? I think there is a way. We just have to work together to find it.
How do you think the current assembly is doing?
You know, I'm not running because I think the current assembly is doing poorly. I think that they're doing pretty well. I think they're moving ahead on things. I think that we need another representative there who, you know, wants to listen and wants to look at the bigger picture. So I think the assembly is doing pretty good. I'd like to help support some of the things that they're doing and maybe take it even further. I'd sure like to see us working a lot more with some of the other communities in our town, which would be like the Native community or the Filipino community. I think there's a lot we could do together that we can work on some more. So there's things out there that we need to work on, but I think they're headed down a pretty good path.
I'm trying to think of a way to ask this question that wouldn't be interpreted as, you know, as kind of a personal attack on you, but I think there are people, you frighten some people. I mean, like the business community sometimes considers the assembly anti business. Are you bringing something to the table that people are going to find out of their...
hard to swallow?
Yeah, out of their...
You know, I hope not. I hope that people have realized that the thing with, you know, when we did the Green Business Awards, it was for the businesses. It was to recognize their work, to help them find ways to save money, because that's what energy conservation is about, and to have more business come to them because they do care about the environment. There's a lot of people out there who do care. So I hope that, you know, through that, people saw that we're trying to find a way to work with businesses to get more to them and for them to save money. And then the other thing is, a few other things. I consider myself to be kind of a fiscal tightwad. I'm the person who does like to try to save money. So, you know, like a business, I think it's important that we try to live within our means, but, you know, help each other out too. So I hope not to you know, scare people off that I want to buy and purchase everything. Energy conservation, like I said, you invest in it and you get money back out of it, more money than you invested in the end. So I'm hoping businesses will realize that and want to be part of that. Yeah, so I hope not. And like I said before, sustainability. I think that there are a lot of sustainable jobs out there. I think we have some great businesses in town. And I think that there is a way to get more business into the town of Sitka. So I certainly intend to work on those issues as well.
You think we should continue to pursue the development of Tackett's Lake Hydro and join the Southeast Intertie and sell power outside the island?
Well, it was interesting that you said, you know, I'll be putting in solar. I do have to admit, I kind of love the idea of my solar panel potentially putting 1 kilowatt out to, like, Canada somewhere, or, you know, Texas. Don't know if that'll ever happen. But I think renewable energy is a business that Southeast Alaska is definitely in. And it's a tough one, because how do you create something and have it, again, it's that environmental effects. You're going to have effects from building this. I think we're going to need to. I think that power is something that the whole nation and the world is looking for. And so if we can build that power and build it in an environmentally responsible way and have control over it, we are in so much better shape than anyone else in the country or the world. So, yeah, I think we need to build it. I think we need to do it in an environmentally sensitive way and, you know, just realize that there's trade-offs and choose what we want.
Michelle, schools, roads, harbors, all that other stuff that the Assembly worries about, do you have any position on any of those things that you think the public should be aware of?
You know, one of the things that happened as we were working on the Climate Action Plan was that we worked a lot with the staff. And I think sometimes there's some disconnect between what the staff and what the city can do and what the Assembly expects. So I think that I have a much better feel for what the city staff can actually do, what they want to do, what, you know, what they're supportive of. And that's really going to help me as an Assembly member to know how much we can get through and how quickly and stuff. I think that better relationship, that I hope I can continue that relationship with folks to be able to better manage our harbors, our roads and other stuff, our schools. So, yeah, and one of these days, I'll stop there. I won't tell you that I have a road with a lot of holes in it. I hope that people will actually talk to me about what their issues are. I've had a lot of folks say that they're happy I'm running, but I would like to know what's important to people. So, you know, I hope that people will tell me that as the campaign goes on, and, you know, when I'm in office, that they'll keep telling me, and if I'm not in office, that they'll still share, because I'm, you know, I'm happy to try to help the town of Sitka and the folks of Sitka, you know, get done what they want to get done.
You know, you are action-oriented. I wonder if you do manage to get on the Assembly, you'll find the pace of policymaking in this community to be, you know, kind of not to your liking.
Well, you know, one thing that I definitely do want to work on is sort of the idea of enforcement. If we're going to create laws, we need to enforce them. If they don't work, we either need to fix them or we need to get rid of them. If we're not going to enforce things, we need to treat people fairly. So I think that is an important issue that I'd like to see the laws that we have enforced. And you have to remember that I work for the Forest Service. Stuff goes really slow through the federal government. So I think I'll be able to handle whatever pace the city can throw at me.
Very good. Michelle, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.